Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description.
Sorry that you came along with us when it wasn't what you wanted.
It was what I wanted, Dorothy. And now I know what I wanted was wrong. If you get enough of them right, you win, and it'll give you a wish.
What?
A wish?
Hiya! I'm the stranger, and I remember everything. Are you ready to play?
Well, now I'm not so sure.
Dorothy runs away now.
Dorothy, if someone were to disappear from your life forever, who would you rather it be? A. Elsie. B. Dakota. C. Hazel. Or D. The Abbott.
Timer starts now.
I hit Dakota.
Dorothy, what'd you do?
Dakota is just staring at Dorothy, like, in disbelief. Just like, is that really how you feel, Dorothy?
Dorothy refuses to look over at Dakota.
Final question.
Who is responsible for what happened to the hall monitor? Is it A, Dakota, B, Dorothy, C, Walter, or D, Edward?
Dakota takes the joystick and moves it to Dorothy and pushes the button.
Walter answers himself.
Dorothy answers herself.
Jeff turns and looks and says, I don't know who this is.
And he says, I taunted the stranger. I was responsible for starting all the shit that happened in that school.
No, I left him in that hallway. I left him there.
Dorothy's the one that left the principal's office. Henry wouldn't have been called if Dorothy didn't leave the office.
She should have left the office. We shouldn't have even been there. I wish to know every true fact about the Sublime and the Stranger.
I don't know if I want to grant this wish. This seems like it would be bad for me.
And as it says that, there's like a glitch that happens, and Walter, you feel yourself pulled. Walter disappears. He is not in front of you anymore.
Sucked into somewhere, or like did he just disappear?
You see him just like poof, gone, like in a blink of an eye he just like is gone.
Walter,
where did he go?
Walter? You see
Jeff is like, where did he go?
Am I still held in place by the vines?
The vines completely recede into the ground and are gone.
I run outside because I heard the doors slam when Dakota left.
Yeah, cutting out to Dakota. Dakota, you've been out here. What is Dakota doing out here after they, like, ran outside?
Just, like, pacing on the side of the laundromat, the side without any windows. So, like, not, like, they don't really want to see what's going on. They really don't. At this point, they just don't want to be a part of this anymore. They don't care what they wish for. They just are contemplating just walking on the road and trying to find somewhere else to go.
Okay. So you're just like walking down the road like you've left the laundromat kind of deal, or?
No, just like pacing on the side of the laundromat, considering doing that.
Gotcha. You are like out here and you see Dorothy like come out in a panic. And Dorothy, you see Dakota mad pacing out in front of the thing here.
Walter's gone.
Dakota kind of not looking at Dorothy, just, well, I guess we know what he used his wish for then.
No.
A lot of talk for wanting to get us home.
No, he didn't. I heard him wish. He's gone. I don't know what happened.
What do you want me to do about it, Dorothy?
I don't know. Something. I can't do anything.
What makes you think I'm any different?
You're just trying to prove that I made the right decision. And I go ahead and I walk back inside.
Yo. Yeah, she walks back inside. Dakota, what do you... You've been left out here alone.
Dakota, like, peeks in, like, in the window to see if Walter's actually gone.
Yeah, you don't see him. You see Jeff still over, like, in the, over in the area where he is and was. And is, like, looking around the arcade cabinet trying to see if he can find Walter. And I imagine you see...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, too.
Yeah.
Dakota... How many cars in the parking lot?
How many cars are in the parking lot? I'm going to say there's like a handful, like five or six.
Dakota starts checking their handles.
Beautiful. Let's see. This sounds like you're trying to... Is there a thing here for this? The thing I'm thinking of is a kid move, a little kid move. Give me like a noodle roll here.
It's a six.
Gotcha. You are like going around... doing the handles, trying to see if any of these handles are unlocked. And you're going around car after car, you're not finding one, and you hear the sound of tires like squealing as they're like coming down the road. And you turn and you see a very familiar red Pontiac Firebird coming down the road, about to make the turn into the laundromat. The sunroof is down, and you see very familiar dark hair flowing in the wind as it's coming down the road.
I thought she was blonde.
Blonde, sorry. I didn't remember what her hair was, so I said that. But blonde, yeah.
Dakota, like, ducks between, like, under, like, next to a car and, like, is... grasping like the handle of the brake on their hip.
Big sick. Walter, let's talk about where you're at.
Yeah, I'd like to know that as well.
Walter, Gus. I'm going to talk to Gus really quick. Okay. You've seen Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
You know when the Ancient One like fucking like pushes Doctor Strange and like sees the universe?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Yeah.
That's what's happening to Walter right now. That original like pool, what that looked like to Walter is like you're going through like the any like Star Wars, like you're jumping in now like hyperspeed where like the lights of everything blur together into lines.
Sure.
Except it's not just like plain like white lights. It's all of these weird red, green, and blue neon colors that are like blurring past you as you're being pulled through, and you feel yourself being pulled like horizontally and then like very quickly like vertically through this dark but like blinding space. And as you like feel yourself being pulled up, yeah, very 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
And you feel yourself being pulled up, and then there's a moment where it stops, right? Where, like, you feel like you're at this peak, and there's that moment of weightlessness, right? Where it feels like you've hit zero gravity, and you feel the weight of the, like, the force that was pulling you, like, subside in an instant, and, like, there's this moment of where you feel the momentum still carrying you up, but, like, at this very slow speed. There's no wind resistance. There's no air here. There's nothing here stopping you. You feel like you're floating in water. And you look down, and down below you in this dark space, you see the sublime. You see the autumnal landscape in its entirety. You see all the trees, all of the small towns, all of the farms. You see the school, you see the diner. Like, you're so far up, but it's like when you look down and like like look at it, to like look at it, it's almost like your own vision becomes like zoomed in, where you feel like you can essentially zoom in on anything you want it, like just by looking at it from up here. Like you have this perfect vision of everything. And you see as far as the sublime goes, every tree, every hill, every valley, every stream, every bridge. You see the carnival, you see the outer farms, you see the outer wilds, you can see the border cities in a ring around the sublime as far out as it goes. And you see everything, and you see everyone. It's like a buzz at first. You're not quite sure what it is, but it's like this low humming sound, like in the back of your mind. But as you like start to focus on it, you can tell it's the voices of every person here, their thoughts, their conversations, their secret moments, everything. And then there is a moment where, as you're looking at all of it, and you're looking around and you're hearing all of these voices, that you begin to see things differently, where the autumnal landscape changes from these gold and red and brown and orange trees to these lush hills to these small quiet towns. All of this begins to change into text and like green code, and these physical features change into like a 3D textured environment made out of this code. And you're looking through the code of everything that is here, like a program. And as you're doing that, and you look around, you see that you are not the only one in this space. You turn as you're looking around, and you see there is another figure here that is not in the code, that is not, you know, this wireframe image. And you see him. You see the stranger in his slicked back black hair, his pale skin. He's wearing this dark turtleneck with like a gold necklace around it. He's wearing like khaki slacks and like neat brown shoes, all of it clean and crisp and styled. And he looks at you confused for a moment, and then you feel something. You get the sense of being watched, but not from the stranger, from something else. And I think there's this moment as you turn and like behind you, if that makes sense, away from the sublime and its matrix code down below you, away from the stranger, and look behind you, and much larger than you and the stranger and the sublime, there is a figure in the dark with glowing white eyes, and he looks at you. And like, the size difference here is like, I'm trying to think of a good size.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Dormammu. Like, yeah, like the size of Dormammu, actually. The size difference between Dormammu and Doctor Strange, this is the size of Dormammu. Like a large figure, like as large as you would imagine, like you being in space and looking at the planet Jupiter, that's what this looks like. And you see it look down at you and then slowly reach out towards you.
It's the Avatar state.
What do you do?
I've come to kill God.
Yeah, I want to fight this thing now. I think the first thing he does is he just yells, "Who are you?"
You hear your voice echo out into this void. Like the, like you say, and then you just hear like the reverberated, like, "Who are you? Are you? Are you?" are you, like, going on forever as this large dark finger moves closer towards you, like a comet approaching the planet Earth. And you hear this deep, booming voice respond and echo back.
I am clear.
And in that moment, it, like, the finger touches you. And there's that, like, you feel instantly, boom, you pushed all the way back down into the ground, back to where you were. And Dorothy and Jeff and maybe Dakota, if Dakota was looking in that area, you see Walter fly out of the screen of the arcade cabinet, go hurling across the length of the laundromat. You, like, the arcade cabinet breaks, the screen shatters, there are sparks, and Walter, you fly all the way back to the furthest back wall and slam with a crack into the back of the laundromat. You take 2 harm.
Okay.
Because of that. You are also going to get a special new move that I have to write and give you.
Okay.
Walter has become omniscient. Walter is a demigod.
Walter and become death, destroyer of worlds.
Destroyer of worlds. Of course. For sure, for sure. Yeah, you all see Walter, like, come back. Or I say come back, like, slam against the wall. Everybody has turned to look. Everybody is confused.
I just want to take a second out of character. I want to imagine Jefferson's mom seeing a weasel fly out of the arcade cabinet at high velocity.
That's so good. Yeah.
I would say, like, as, like, Dakota hears, like, or, like, as, like, I'd say, like, Dakota probably react to the sound of Walter hitting the wall. Is the glass shatter to the windows or no?
I'm gonna say, yeah. I'm gonna say as Walter, like, flew out of this, going at such a force that all of the windows in the laundromat have cracked. And some of the ones closer to the arcade cabinet have shattered completely, but, like, have moved with such, like, a supersonic force that all the glass in here is fucked.
Has any of it hit me at all or no?
No, I'm not going to do that to you guys. No, you're okay. Fine.
I say, like, Dakota probably turns back and, like, reacts to, like, that, like, explosion, and their ears are probably ringing.
Yeah.
So I'm over by, like, I was obviously looking for him, like, on the ground and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just rockets out of the machine.
Yes.
He said, yeah, okay, cool. I follow wherever he's landing.
Yeah, you see him. He's, like, planted, like, in the wall. Yeah.
Some Dragon Ball shit.
Yeah.
Walter? Oh my god, Walter. Walter, are you okay? I, like, help you out of the wall, I guess.
I'm okay. Like, I'm okay. Ow. Yeah, I'm okay.
you're not enormous. I'm helping you out of the wall or whatever. I just pull you immediately into, like, a hug. Oh. A tight hug. And I'm sobbing into your fur.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I thought you'd gone. No. And I'm so scared.
I'm okay.
I'm so glad.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Has the Firebird entered the parking lot yet?
Oh yeah, 100%. Has, like, has drifted into the parking lot, like, right now.
Grass still holding, kind of unsheathing the brake from my belt. Can I try to quietly approach the Pontiac without being seen?
You're gonna have to roll something for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. This can just be, like, a steam move. Is there a larger plane here? Or is it just, like, sneak up on her to try to, like, bop her?
More like to approach them in a advantageous position.
Okay. This seems like this could be causing a shift. You come up with a scheme. This could be a trap, a deception, or other trick.
Yeah, so, like, sneaking up on her to try to get the drop on her. Yeah.
Okay.
Roll plus noodle.
Ah, fuck. It had to be plus noodle. I'm gonna have my boys give the dice a kiss on this one.
Oh, yes. Both
my cats gave them a little get sniff. Get
blessed. Kitty bless.
You motherfuckers. I feed you. I clean your feces. And you roll a 5.
Oh, no.
This is how you repay me.
You get experience points. You also get experience point from the previous one you failed as well. Okay. So, yeah, you roll a 5. You go. So, I paint the picture of you sneaking up on it for me.
Dakota, well, can I describe how it failed? Or is that up to you?
That will be up to me. Fuck. Describe, in the ideal scenario, describe what the sneaking up is, and I will cut you off when things go wrong.
Dakota sees the Pontiac, and after the ringing of their ears have mostly subsided, still a lot of, like, you know, shakiness of what's happened, they begin to, like, slowly creep around the car and peer and see the Pontiac. The front of the car is facing away from where they are, and so they slowly start to walk up and try to unseenly, like, move towards the back of the car.
Oh, so you're, like, approaching from...
Like a parallel car.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And then you're approaching the back of the car. Yeah. Got it. As you sneak around, like, the one car, trying to get a look at, and you, like, start making your move towards the Firebird, you can see that the driver door is already open.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as you, like, recognize that, you hear a click behind you and a voice that just goes, "Don't move."
Dakota freezes, but, like, rests their, like, they have the brake in their right hand, and they are kind of kneeled down to the ground, and, like, I'm seeing this gravel parking lot, kind of like on their tiptoes, and their left hand pressed to the gravel, some of the rocks sticking into their skin, and they sort of just look back over their right shoulder towards the voice.
As you like start to turn to look, you hear, and a bullet, like, grazes past you and, like, lands into the ground, like, in, like, the direction that you were turning, and you hear the voice says, "I said don't move." Dorothy and Walter, you hear the sound of a gunshot from outside.
My fucking God.
Oh, man.
Okay. Dakota is still stiff as a board.
I drop Walter.
Walter runs outside.
I run with him.
Dorothy and Walter, the two of you see above, like, the car line. You can't see Dakota because they're, like, kind of crouched down. But you see what could only be the driver, whom you all briefly named Brittany. Standing there, she's got long blonde hair. You can see her leather jacket that she's wearing, and you can see she's pointing down at something, and, like, through, like, I'm imagining, like, through, like, the reflection of, like, the car windows, you can, like, vaguely see the outline of, like, a gun as you hear her kind of talking. And the people inside the laundromat are freaking the fuck out, right? A weasel just came through a fucking arcade cabinet. All of the glass broke. There's gunshots. Like, they are freaking the fuck out right now. And
just a normal day of laundry.
Normal day of laundry here in the Sublime. And, yeah, you see the driver here. You see her Pontiac Firebird park, the driver door open, and she's pointing down. Dakota, you hear her go, "Where are your friends?"
"I don't know. There's a loud noise inside, and they were in there. I don't know what's going on."
Drop your pipe, bar, whatever the fuck that is.
"No."
Another gunshot.
"If you're going to shoot me, you're going to shoot me."
"That's the last warning shot."
"You put your gun away, and I put mine away."
"You're really calling my bluff here, kid." She shoots you in the leg.
Oh, my God.
You take 2 harm. She shoots you through the calf. Dakota, you've never been shot before.
Yeah.
This is a brand new experience. There's this piercing shocking pain, where like there's this moment, I imagine, where there is this white hot pain, more the worst possible pain you have ever felt in your entire life. And then after that moment, it's numb. Your whole body is numb as you go into shock. As guns are loud, you're pretty close to it. I imagine your ears are ringing. There are three gunshots that just went off near your head. You fall to your knees, I imagine. God, tell me what's going on through Dakota's mind right now.
Dakota, trying to hold themselves up, like, takes the, you know, the break and stabs into the gravel and holding themselves up on it, their body like shaking, like their entire body shaking. They scream in agony across the entire parking lot, echoing like, you know, in the vastness that seems to surround this one isolated location. And they their fingernails digging into the gravel of the parking lot, rocks getting underneath their fingernails, sharper pieces like starting to cut their fingertips as they sort of writhe on the ground in pain, finally collapsing to like their like chest, just screaming. The world is simply ringing.
You all hear Dakota scream as this gunshot goes off. And you can now, I imagine, understand exactly where the driver was pointing their gun.
Sorry, I just gotta process that as me and then as Dorothy.
So,
for sure.
Question.
Yes.
Can Dakota... Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
In a moment of after being shot, adrenaline begins to pump through their body. They begin to view... The world begins to realign in a sort of visual and audio sort of way. They can hear Dorothy on by the sidewalk. They can feel the gravel underneath them again. They can feel the pain in their legs subsiding as this pumps through their body. I'd like to use Bottle Up.
For sure. Absolutely. Bottle Up. You can only keep your feelings suppressed for so long before you explode. Roll plus steam.
13.
On a 10 plus, add your current harm value to your next move, then heal one harm. What's your harm at right now? Or like how much harm have you taken, I should say?
I've taken 4.
Okay. Awesome. So you will add plus 4 to your next move.
Jesus.
Gotcha.
Walter and Dorothy.
Yeah. I think Walter is somewhat, I don't want to say like desensitized. That's not the right term. But like he is reacting to this differently because of what he just saw than he normally would. I think.
For sure. Here's something I can give you, specifically Walter. And I'll find a way to find a way to tie this into your new move that you're going to get, because I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. But partially the way that I'm kind of thinking of it here is that, Walter, you can see the sublime now in a way that no one else can, and that you can see it for what it truly is. And there is, to a certain degree, an amount of truth in what Kit Craft told you all that time ago about the program-like nature of the sublime. And in that, you can also tell that not everybody here, and you probably had an idea of this, but not really, probably weren't fully sure about this until now, is that not everybody here is real either. There are certainly people that have been crafted, you would imagine, by the stranger.
Right.
Or I should say, you imagined by the stranger at some point. But now it is quite clear that the creator is the one, has made it. And quite sadly, because of the wording of your question, you don't know why. But, or the wording of your wish, you're not sure why they have. But you do know that the sublime is a creation of the creator, not of the stranger. And you also know there are certain people that are fabricated in that way as well, made of the similar code that the world is. And one thing you can tell in this moment is that the driver is not a real person. the driver is code and a program. And I imagine the way that this kind of comes through to Walter is very similarly in that same way where you could see like the code and wireframing of the sublime before. I think there is an amount of glimpses of that as you look at the world around you now. And that is kind of how you can tell that. Mm-hmm. So do with that what you will.
Yeah.
Does Walter or Dorothy do anything?
I'm thinking.
No, you're fine.
Dorothy's only thought in this like split second is that this is her fault. That she did this because she picked Dakota. And now it's coming to fruition.
Walter just says, what do you want?
You hear, you see the driver like perk up for a bit and then turn, clocks you and Dorothy.
Yeah. The second that the driver turns, Dakota uses their left hand to push themselves up and they swing the brake right at the gun hand of the driver with as much fervor and force as a person can like have.
Big sick. This sounds like you're just trying to hurt. Is that what this is?
100%.
Or okay, cool. When all else fails, you can hit something. Describe how you attack. You've already done that. Roll plus steam. Do you have the hurt move?
No, so it's a minus two, but I get a plus three to steam, so I'm getting a plus five. I think it's impossible for me to fail. Right? Or at least to like impossible for
me to completely fail. Yeah, you could get a seven. Yeah. There's no complete fail here.
Okay. The plus five, I said, right? I got double one, so a big mouth.
Oh my god.
Okay, unbelievable. Cool.
What the fuck?
Awesome.
Fuck, dude.
Okay. Oof, that is
that's a fucking snake
very
eyes.
Very poor luck.
That's very not good.
Awesome.
Man.
Okay. You do heal one, you do heal one harm after doing this move. Swing your brake sword at their gun hand. You hit their hand hard. She takes one harm, and I'm imagining it's like a last second she sees you, like starts to move, and you like get real deep into her arm, but not her hand. And like there's like this like large gash like down her arm now. She like screams out in pain, and the way she retorts is that she just quickly like grabs you by the collar, like pulls you like and like pulls you up to her, and then like puts like her arm around your neck to like kind of grip you in close to her. Mm-hmm. Probably not by the neck, probably around like the upper torso to like kind of restrict your upper arm movement. Mm-hmm. You know, she curses, she's like, ah, fuck, you know what I want? And she pulls the gun up, puts it to your head and says, I want you all to get in the trunk. And she turns to look at you and Dorothy, Walter.
Walter says...
Dorothy passes out. I don't think she can do anything. No, I think totally she's fair. Overloaded. Passes out.
Yeah, totally fair.
Walter says, is that what you want?
Ooh. Okay, I really like this. Hold on. I think I just figured out what your move is. There is a similar move that the Immolator from Dungeon World has. Yeah. When you gaze intensely into someone's eyes, you may ask the player what fuels the flames of your desire. They'll answer the truth, even if the character does not know or would otherwise keep this hidden. So I think it's going to, I think, and I'll refine this move to make it more specific for our nature. But I think the way in which it can interact here is that essentially, you ask this role. What's your highest, noodle or mush?
Noodle.
Okay, roll. Yeah, I think noodle makes the most sense here. Give me a noodle roll.
Okay. That is a 6 and a 6 plus 2.
That's a 14. Awesome. So to tell you what I was going to do, on a 7 and 9, she would answer your question truthfully. On a 10 plus, she answers your question truthfully And then you'll essentially get another question that you can ask. You can ask a follow-up thing that she also has to answer truthfully.
Okay.
She goes, no, I want violence.
Walter.
You do get your second question.
I just want to say, like, while this thing's happening, Dakota is, like, huffing and visibly, like, a raging bull. Like, blood streaming down their leg. Just gritting their teeth, their eyes like turned downward, just giving Walter the Kubrick stare.
Yeah. Walter says, fuck. I'll be honest, that answer kind of caught me off guard.
I think there's, to a certain degree, if to give you a bit more insight into that, especially with, okay, you know what? Maybe the way that this move will work is the first 10 plus. Answer your question. She answers truthfully. And I think your second question can be to me, the game master, about who they are as a person.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think the way that this is working is, like, in a certain way, you are peering through the code of this person.
Right.
You're reading the lines and being like, what makes this person? Yes, this is what you, the first part is you've asked the program, you've input a question to the program has given you an answer. And now the second question is you as the person looking through the code. Okay, what do I now understand about this program now that I've seen through it, input something and gotten something out of it?
Yeah, okay. So I think, like, cause she responded that she wants violence.
Yes.
Like, I guess my follow-up question is, like, is that, like, what she is there for? And, like, I guess more specifically, like, is it just that simple? Like, is there nothing to it? I guess I'm asking, like, does the specifics of the violence matter?
No, the specifics of the violence doesn't matter. And I guess to answer your broader question, this is a program made to commit violence in such a way, in the guise of someone who has a job, right? Where, like, they're given tasks to go do something, but at the end of the day, they are a driver that wants to commit violence.
Yeah.
That is who this person is. Like, in almost a very real way.
Uh-huh.
Like, the driver from the movie Driver.
Yeah.
That is her. She, except there is no veneer of humanity here, or, like, you know, there is no, she is a bad person in that her sole purpose is to commit violence and to find reasons to commit violence.
Okay. All right. Walter says, you want to hurt people.
She looks at you, try in that way of, like, where is this going?
But they don't let you, do they?
On occasion. And you can feel, like, her, like, kind of squeeze you a little bit, Dakota.
Walter, I think, takes a step forward. And he says, we're just three people. There's a lot more that would be a lot more fun to hurt.
Who? Where?
Shit. Now this is tough, because, like, Walter could just, like, say the names of anyone that he doesn't like.
Yeah, you could.
True. Is he flawed like that?
Is he a bad person?
Yeah.
through their teeth, Dakota goes, I'm losing blood, Walter. Whatever you're doing. Faster.
Walter says, like the stranger.
Hello, friends. It is I, your friendly neighborhood ghost, Kendo, the GM and host of this podcast. And this is where I stop doing that voice. Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. It means absolutely so, so much. Like, I really can't put it into words how much it means that you take time out of your busy schedule to listen to our humble little podcast over here. It really means a lot. And one way that you can show your appreciation for what we do, assuming that you like this podcast, is leaving us a rating or review. And you can rate us on Spotify and Podchaser. You can also leave a review on Podchaser and on Apple Podcasts. And like quite a few other things as well, I think on like Podcast Addict. Maybe on Stitcher, I'm not quite sure. Apparently you all listen to this from a variety of different things, which is really, really cool. So go on to wherever you mostly listen to these podcasts on and leave us a rating or review there. That's the best way for other people to know how much you like the show. And it's also a good metric for us to know if you're liking the show as well. And if you're a fan of us and you haven't already yet, go follow us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. That's TalesYetTold. And that's where we post updates about the, you know, all the episodes coming out. Or, character art. We share some of that and we just like interacting with you. Another place we like interacting with you, our brand new Discord server. You can find the link to our Discord server on our Twitter page and also in the link pages that you can find in the bios of both of our social media pages. The Discord server is a slowly growing group, but it is a great group. We are already starting to plan events, like doing a weekly character building kind of event. We also want to do a watch party of Treasure Planet, which might be happening next week. I'm not super sure, but you know where you can find out? Come into the Discord server. Boom, bam, that's a plug. And last but not least, we want to thank Be Gay Roll Dice Network for allowing us to be a part of the queer little family. We're all just a bunch of queer people trying to make wonderful content by people like us, for people like us, and just filling the TTRPG space with wonderful, new, diverse voices. In fact, I have a little ad from them for you now. So go out, treat yourself, get enough sleep, eat enough food, drink enough water, and take care of yourself and love yourself like I love you. Bye.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system, made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, Badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive holo foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitchertin is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Hi, welcome to the Eternity Archives, an actual play podcast where we take on the role of archivists working for an interdimensional library that catalogs and protects the fabric of reality. As archivists, we are tasked with journeying out into the realms, taking on characteristics of people from that reality, and remedying whatever issues may be causing a disturbance in the dimension.
Every arc, we will be playing a different RPG, maybe even returning to systems we like later on. But this is a fun way for us as players and you as listeners to explore and learn about different tabletop systems.
We'll discuss the rules, create sheets for our characters, and play a short campaign to get a feel for the game. Afterwards, we'll do a bit of discussion. We'll talk about what we liked and didn't like, and what we'd know to do better next time.
My name is Babby, and I am playing Riddle de Drakel. They are a tiefling nerd baby.
I'm Ziva, and I am playing Linda, the lovable human office lady.
And I'm Dorka. I play Zen, the barbarian lizard princess. Let's get down to some actual playing. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go, boys.
This is the Eternity Archives.
Walter says, like the stranger. Also, violence committed one way is one thing, but when it's a real proper fight, you know, that's a whole different animal. Wouldn't you agree?
Sounds like you're trying to grift them.
I think I'm trying to grift them.
You're trying to convince someone to do something against their self-interest. Deception, intimidation, persuasion, so on. Describe what you want them to do. It sounds like you want her to help you fight the stranger. That's kind of what it sounds like.
I want to... Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. God, I am on fucking fire with these rolls. That is a... I have a plus one. So that's an 11.
On a 10 plus, they trust you and will do what you say as long as it doesn't endanger them directly. I don't think she thinks of this as endangering to herself. I think the way that this kind of works out is...
Did you just recode
her? I think that's what it is.
Oh my God.
I think you've I think you've reprogrammed her in such a way. Not even like fully reprogrammed. You just tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And I think there's a certain amount of you, like as you're doing this, you realize that every time you've been using this move, that's what you've just been doing.
Oh my God.
You've just been... Every single time any of you have grifted or made a friend or like done all these things that have like changed people in these ways, I think you've realized that the ones that are just programs, you've just been tweaking the program. And you don't know if that's by design or not.
I'm not sure
if you know that. But yeah, I think there's this moment where you see the code in her shift. And she goes, "The stranger, that is a real fight. How do we get to him?"
Walter says, "Well, God willing, we're going to see him right now. We're on our way."
"Where?" I think she loosens up on Dakota. Almost like kind of like letting go.
Almost? Or does?
She's about to let you go, depending on what Walter says.
He says, "On the wildlands."
Okay. She lets go of Dakota.
Dakota grabs the gun.
Okay, you're going to wrestle it from her hand?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Give me a... what is this? Just like a steam roll, I guess? I don't know what else to call this.
Yeah, it's fine with it.
Yeah.
9.
Okay, on a 9. I think... What's the mixed success here? Okay. You're able to wrestle the gun from her. She is like doesn't even seem particularly like all that bothered by you either. As you like let go, she lets go. You like essentially just grab it as she seems like full on this conversation with Walter.
Dakota empties the magazine into her chest.
You pull the trigger. There are no bullets in it. It's empty.
Fuck.
She turns to look at you.
Dakota's just staring at the piece of steel in their hand. Dakota throws it as far as they can. They shift the brake from their right hand to their left and use it as a cane to move towards the laundromat.
Okay. Walter, you watch all of that go down. And Dakota, as you like go over, like kind of hobble over to where Walter and Dorothy are. To the laundromat.
into the laundromat, like past them.
Okay, yeah. Walter, you watch Dakota just walk on, hobble on past you to the laundromat.
Jesus.
He's just like, I think he just watches them go past and is just like,
determined to not be in the same space as us. Steps over Dorothy.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you going, Dakota? Where's
are there any like clean like linens inside the laundromat?
Oh yeah, for sure. There's definitely some people's laundry that they were folding that they've stopped.
If there's like any like if there's any like sheets or like you know like yeah, yeah like linen sheets.
Yeah, for sure.
Dakota grabs those as like they like move through like hobbling through the laundromat. Each yeah, step like gritting their teeth and like they finally plop down in one of the chairs in the laundromat and they rip off tear off a small piece of the linen and they put it in their teeth as they rip off another small piece and roll up their pant leg. And they begin to shove the linen into their wound, screaming and yelling through the linen and grinding on the sheet in their mouth as they pack their wound.
Everyone awesome in the laundromat's just like watching yeah, this.
100%. There are full-on adults oh here. God. There are some kids here. All of the... like. A lot of them have run out of this building, right? Like, past, mm-hmm, like, all the shit that was going on, like, out of the other broken windows. It's like, I'm not going through the front door. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely some that are still here in shock that are just, like, in silence watching you as you do this. Just amazed and frightened and in awe.
I think Dorothy maybe starts to come to a little
bit.
Yeah,
that tracks. People shouldn't be out cold for too long unless they lose blood to their brain.
Nope. just like very like hazy about what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But like the driver is still by the car, right? They no longer have the gun.
Yeah, I imagine that the driver is now like closer to you all, having like come like walked up to talk to Walter.
God, but no longer has the gun.
Yeah, no, doesn't have the gun,
and probably just sees like a trail of blood heading into the laundromat. Mm-hmm. What's Walter doing?
Walter is just kind of sort of judging what to do next based on what the driver's doing.
Yeah, the driver, like, because you told her that you're going to the Wildlands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she walks up and says, I will drive you. We will find the stranger and we will kill him.
Okay. I like the sound of that. We might need to convince Dakota a little bit. You did shoot her, which is she's not fond of that sort of thing, I would assume.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay,
we can go somewhere to get her wounds dressed.
That is a good idea. I'm gonna go talk to her. Dorothy, you wanna?
Walter, what's happening?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, Dorothy. This lady, what's her name, by the way?
Brittany.
Huh, yeah, that's, cool. Yeah, Brittany here is,
There's blood on the floor. Where's Dakota?
Hey, listen to me, okay?
What did I do?
You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
I chose Dakota, and
no,
now she's
no,
gone.
No. Dakota's just inside. She's hurt, but she'll be okay, all right? Brittany here. It's gonna take us to somewhere where we can get Dakota some help. And he like looks at Brittany.
She shot Dakota. Why are we going with her? I don't understand.
Walter says, it's hard to explain, but
she's gonna take us back to the school.
Dorothy, I'm asking you to trust me on this one, okay?
Okay.
He like gets closer to Dorothy and just like looks her in the eye and just says, I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you or Dakota ever again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you want to wait out here or do you want to come in with me and talk to Dakota?
I take a very long pause thinking about whether I want to stay out with the person that shot my sister or if I want to go in and confront the sister who I think I just got shot, like who I think I contributed to her getting shot, who is angry at me. And I fully consider that for a long, a long pause as to which I'd prefer.
Both pretty bad options.
I'll come in with you.
Okay. Brittany, we'll be right back, all right?
I will wait.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and he goes inside.
I follow Walter in.
He goes and finds Dakota, which I assume is not too hard.
Not too difficult.
Dakota is in the chairs that probably are they're bolted into the wall type of thing, like by the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dakota's sitting in those, their hands covered in blood. They're holding themselves up once again with their left arm on that break like a cane, their whole body trembling. They feel cold, and the adrenaline's wearing off, and hey. Everything hurts.
Hey, Dakota, you feeling okay?
So is that your wish?
No. Listen, you gotta stay with me, okay?
Was that your wish?
No. What? No.
Then tell me why, after I hear something go on inside there, that she comes and puts a bullet in my leg, Walter.
I think it, like, dawns on Walter that he may have drawn undue attention to them at this moment. And he says, look, I don't want this to happen, okay? I don't think this would happen. I can't. I think I understand what's going on a little better now, but I...
Dakota, we have to go to a hospital.
Sister's right.
We have to go.
We do. We have to go. Dakota,
How do you know we can trust a hospital here? How do you know we can trust anything here? I'd rather bleed out on the side of the goddamn road than go to some next place and meet more people who are just here to elongate the suffering of this place.
Dakota, you're not thinking straight. We have to go.
Walter says, Dakota, listen to me. If you stay here, you are going to die.
Dakota, please, come on. We have to go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Dakota gets up, using the cane to walk, and walks over to Jeff, if he's still here.
Yeah, Jeff is still here. Jeff is over by his mom, hashtag girl boss, standing in the corner by the dryer, by like the wall of dryers, absolutely terrified of what has transpired.
Dakota kind of shambles closer to Jeff and kneels down as much as they can, once again gritting their teeth as any movement of those muscles is severely painful.
The mom kind of like pulls him back a bit and kind of like starts to get in like a defensive motion.
Dakota goes, thanks for hanging out with us, Jeff. Thanks for the tacos in the quarter. I want to make sure you get your dad back, bud. Okay? Dakota, with the one of their hands in their pocket, hits the stop button on the tape recorder and hands it to Jeff and turns around and walks away.
Jeff, like, takes in, you see the mom kind of like, what? And like, he tries to, and like, you can tell, like, she starts having a conversation with Jeff, but you walk off. Where do you walk to? Do you walk back to Walter and Dorothy?
Or? I walk past them and I get in the Pontiac in the back seat.
Okay. You walk straight out, past the driver, Brittany, who watches as you go, and you go sit in the car. Dorothy and Walter, what do you do?
I immediately follow. I mean,
yeah, I think Walter does the same.
I want her to get to a hospital. Yeah,
for sure. I guess Dorothy, do you sit in the back, and then Walter, do you sit in the front?
Yeah.
Okay. You all sit in, and Brittany sits in the driver's seat, takes the keys, turns it on, the engine revs to life, She shifts the car into gear and like peels off like she's at a fucking racing track. drifts out, like does like a couple of circles in the parking lot to pick up speed, drifts out of the parking lot and like zooms down the road.
Walter turns to the backseat and just goes, seatbelts.
Dakota vomits in her backseat.
Oh no. Do you roll down a window or do you just like go for it?
I mean, no, just vomits in the backseat.
Ferris.
I would have given you my pumpkin, but I have two turtles in it, so...
They can swim.
They can swim. I think the way that this is framed is car, like, zooms off. The camera's in the backseat looking up towards the front as Walter turns around and says, seatbelts, everyone. And we just hear the sound of Dakota vomiting. Yeah. The camera, like, pulls out towards the back of the car. We're watching it from the rear as it zooms down the road past some trees and off into the distance. And that is where we're going to end that session.
Holy fucking Jesus Christ.
Fucking Christ.
Okay, yeah. What a fucking session that was, my guys.
That was a lot.
My God.
Oh my Jesus God.
Fucking Christ. What the fuck was going on? So much happened.
That was just a lot.
That was a lot. Holy fucking shit. How do we feel about the shooting of Dakota in the leg?
Wow. I mean, Chekhov's gun checks out.
I mean, for sure.
I mean, I thought it was just a really, a fantastically shocking moment to me. Like,
yeah, no, it was good. Like, I mean... I think if you're listening to that, you expect, oh, okay, the bluff's called. Like, okay. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was...
Thematically, it's really good.
It was good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
It took it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like...
But, I mean, the whole thing is that, like, I feel like each location we go escalates violence higher.
I agree. Yeah. And that's definitely, yeah.
It's like it fits.
That's for sure. Yeah. I didn't want to shoot you. But you can't. I really didn't want to shoot you. But like, I mean, there was a certain point where I was like, she would just shoot you.
I think it was the right call.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was an attempt to call a bluff, and there wasn't a bluff.
There wasn't a bluff. She would just shoot you. I was racking my brain. It's like, is there a reason she wouldn't shoot you? And could not think of a single one. Yeah,
let's review. Dakota got shot. Walter met God.
Walter became God.
Oh my God, all the Walters. I had no idea what you guys were going to wish for.
Dorothy had a bad time.
Actually, part of me thought once I gave you all, like, part of me was like, once I give them the rules and show that the stranger's going to be kind of a dick about this, I thought you guys were just going to give this Jeff the wish.
I had no idea
what you guys were going to wish for.
I mean, I
thought we were going to give it to fucking Jeff.
I was
going
to advocate giving it to Jeff, to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest, Dakota probably would have advocated for giving it to Jeff because Dakota sympathizes with that heavy.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, all right. I'll say it. Jeff didn't get any of the questions right.
No, you're right.
It was his 100%.
Quarter. 100%.
Jeff didn't get any of the questions right, and he didn't get any of the fucked up gotcha questions that the stranger was very personal about.
It was his fucking corner. Yeah. He owned the wish.
I don't think that holds up in a quarter.
I would have happily repaid him a quarter because I had pocket
change. That's where it would hold up more than anyone else.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably how things work, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, let's get through these questions really quick. End of session questions. We can start with Hilda. Cool. So of course you all got XP every time you failed a roll. But you also get additional XP for each one of these. Dorothy, were you...
I don't think I made a single
roll. Were you good to your friends?
I was okay to Walter, but like...
Yeah.
Friends, plural?
Peeled them off the wall.
Not great. I don't know where that falls.
You did say you wish Dakota disappeared from your life.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I can say you were good to your friends.
That's hard to... That's
I think bare minimum being worried about your friend that disappeared is good. I mean, it's good, but, like, it's not particular.
Well,
it's not
I mean, I just say... No. I was just more, like, talking about the fact, like, I had a lot more heart-to-heart stuff with Walter in general. But, no, it was not great.
Yeah. Did you overcome your fears?
No.
All right. Did you learn a lesson?
Maybe. I think one lesson. I mean, I definitely but that's the thing. Like, I don't know what the lesson is exactly that I learned, but I'm learning something from the fact that I answered the question that way and then this all happened.
Maybe you're in the process of learning the lesson.
Yeah. I don't think I've learned it yet. Right. But I just, oh my God.
All right.
So I guess, zero XP
for me. XP for Dorothy.
No failures.
None for Dorothy Reed.
Dakota, were you good to your friends?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair enough. Did you overcome your fears?
I think no, but I think that the idea of Dorothy not wanting Dakota in her life anymore is starting to put Dakota on the path to either... Well, I'm going to leave that and say no.
Okay. Did you learn a lesson?
No.
Dope.
Cool.
Walter, were you good to your friends?
I think so.
He wasn't bad to them, was like I
the,
think.
Yeah, I think Walter I feel was like the only thing keeping us together.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel if anybody was good to their friends, it was Walter.
It's Walter, yeah.
Oh, do we want to say yes just for the bare minimum of
deserves it this time.
Yeah, no,
way more than the bare minimum.
I think the big thing that he did maybe was trying to like during the trivia game he was very much trying to keep everyone together and on the same page.
Yeah, I think that's good.
So Yeah.
So 1 XP for that. Did you overcome your fears?
Probably not, right? There's no owls.
No owls.
You've been reassured that you're not a bad person yet?
I don't think he has been reassured of that.
That's fair.
And I definitely don't think he... No, I don't think he... I feel like you could argue that, knowing that this is, a sort of simulated reality might give him some insight or some, it might make him feel differently about his transformation, but I don't think we've gotten there yet.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Awesome. Did you learn a lesson?
He learned a lot.
I think you've learned something for sure.
Yeah, he's learned.
I'll count it as a lesson.
Don't fight God? ?
Or do fight God? I mean, it worked out for him.
I mean, he fought God and got powers, so
yeah, that seemed to work out for him. I would say you've learned a lesson. I mean, you've learned about the truth of the sublime.
Sure.
There's some, and I think, more things will, come up that I can explain. I might explain to you, either off camera or whatever, off recording. But, you have learned things for sure.
Yeah. One thing I was going to ask about, and this might be something, you just, send to me. Would I know, sort of retroactively, the people that we've met so far, would I know... who is real?
Who's real and who's not? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll send you that list.
Fuck yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Oh my God.
Get 1 XP for learning a lesson.
Cool.
Dope. All right. That's all of our end of game stuff. Thank you all so much for listening to these wild
fucking episodes. Holy moly.
None of us expected it to... I certainly did not expect the things that happened today to happen, but... You know, that's why we play, to find out what happens. So yeah, just again, I am your humble game master, Kendrick Smith. You can find me on all social media at Kendo Makes Films. Marcy, if you want to go.
Oh yeah, I'm Marcy. You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Soapy Squid, SOAPIESQUID. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, Hilda?
Go follow my cat, Elliot, on Instagram. Elliot the kitty cat, 2 L's, 2 T's in Elliot.
And Gus?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I don't post on Instagram. You can still follow me, but I don't post. At August Nobby, that's KNOBBE. Check for some stuff. I'm probably gonna have some stuff pretty soon.
Yeah, nice.
Love to hear it.
Love some stuff.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Tales Yet Told. It's where we drop all information about the podcast, where we reshare art, where we just try to interact with you all, and all of that great stuff. And you can also send us emails at talesyettoldpod@gmail.com if you, you know, want to chat with us, I guess. If you have something you want to tell us, drop a review on Apple Podcasts. Let people know how you feel about the show. Let us know how you feel about the show. You can either tweet at us or leave it there. You know, whatever you want. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you all next time. Don't forget to eat enough food, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and love yourself like we love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.